most of our other programs have turned into virtual or telephone options. So as we phone people, we're adding them to a call list, so they're getting phone calls every day. We may do, if you're a friendly visitor, you may be doing that by phone. It's fairly easy to transition to that. In our hospice program, that sometimes is a little more difficult because our clients aren't able to talk maybe on the phone, but we're talking to a lot of caregivers. We're providing some Zoom support groups, as many people do, or our volunteers get together by Zoom just to support each other because they are isolated in their own homes too. So it's mainly by telephone. Those calls have really increased dramatically. We have staff and volunteers calling and just to check in and say, you know, is there anything you need? And if there's something they need that we can help either provide it or direct them somewhere where they could get it, then that's a great opportunity to do that.